Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each week as we prepare for these broadcasts, we scan news sites, talk to newsmakers, and scour the internet looking for stories that will interest you, our listeners. Sometimes it's a dry hole. There's just nothing out there worth talking about. This, fortunately, was not one of those weeks. In fact, there's so much news that it's hard to know where to begin. The biggest story, obviously, was the impeachment of President Trump. As a former legislator, I found the entire process shameful from the outset. Whether you believe the president was innocent or guilty of the non-crimes with which he was charged, the mere fact that the president was denied due process should send chills down everyone's spine. The other problem came when the president was told that he needed to prove his innocence. That's not how our system is supposed to work. In America, it's innocent until proven guilty. In the end, the case against the president was so weak that three Democrats joined all of the Republicans in voting no, something that should once again raise the eyebrows of every American. In other news, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear yet another religious freedom case, and once again, the case originates in California. This time, the court consolidated two religious school employment cases where two Catholic schools were sued for job discrimination when they chose not to renew the contracts of two of their teachers. At issue is whether or not religious schools should be allowed to choose their own religion teachers. The teachers are challenging the use of the 2012 ministerial exception principle, which was used to justify their dismissal. They claim that although they did teach religion and perform certain religious functions, they did not have actual ministerial status, so the ministerial exception should not apply. This is the second religious freedom case that the court has accepted this year, the first being the Espinosa case on tax credit scholarships, which originated right here in Montana. The fact that the court receives roughly 2,000 petitions each year and only agrees to hear about 80 of them shows that religious freedom is being given more priority now that two Trump-appointed justices are on the court. And finally, the Montana Family Foundation this week signed on to an amicus brief in the June Medical Services case, which will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on March 4th. The brief, being written by Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Anita Milanovich, will urge the court to uphold a Louisiana law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. As I said, it's been a busy week, but in this Christmas season, it's important to keep the main thing the main thing. Isaiah 9:6 says that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We know him as King Jesus. From all of us at the Montana Family Foundation, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.